The Healthy Minx Podcast. Everything health.
Welcome to the next episode of The Healthy Minx. Girls, you're looking great today.
Mm-hmm, thank you. You too.
Fine looking minxes.
I'm Cherie, and Cherie's Batiri, and I'm a personal trainer and nutritionist.
I'm Amber Magna. I'm a student nutritionist and founder of the Simply Eat 10-Week Program.
I'm Carly Meaden. I'm a naturopath, nutritionist and lecturer.
I'm Kate Schmutter. I'm a naturopath, nutritionist, herbalist and homeopath. Let's get started.
All right.
Tonight we have a question from Gabby. She's in Malvern. She wants to know what sort of course she should do, or how does she get into naturopathy and nutrition? Is it the same course? I reckon the best way to go about this tonight is to maybe tell us what you've done, what you've studied, what your course is and what you think about it, I guess.
So I did my course, it's been about 10 years really since I studied. So the industry's changed a lot since then.
Wow, that's a long time.
The first year of my course, the naturopathic degree had really only just come onto the market in Australia. So it was still very new in its infancy. It is actually still quite new in Australia anyway, but it's come a long way in that time. So I started off with a Bachelor of Health Science, focusing on naturopathic medicine. Got a postgrad in nutritional medicine for mental health a little while later. But the degree is really where I started, and I guess for most of us, that's where we get our introduction to the industry. It's where we find out what we like, what we don't like, or perhaps we don't find out. Perhaps the course is so broad that we get to the end of it and think, right, where the hell do I go from here? Which is actually my experience. Yeah.
And I guess when you started, so nothing would have been online or by correspondence. Was it all you go to class?
It was all face-to-face, yep. Full-time studies and very little industry support work placement support. I got to the end of it and had no idea what to do.
Yeah, okay.
And financially too, our business advisor said, you're not going to make money for 10 years.
Oh, wow, that hurts.
Yeah, not a good thing for a 23-year-old to hear, really.
Off you go. That's depressing.
I know, yes.
I guess my experience was I went back as a mature age student, so I selected to completely change my career.
So tell us what you're doing again.
I'm studying at the moment food science and nutrition with a major in health promotion, public health. However, when I did set out, I started doing a diploma in health sciences.
So you started doing something else and then changed?
I've changed twice.
Okay. And is that because you did classes and you liked that stream better?
No, I had to do a bridging course to get into into public health and nutrition. So I did that as my main degree. However, going into it, I guess you learn, like, each subject is a different topic and you learn what you like, what you don't like, as Carly was saying before. And I guess from there, I decided as well that public health and health promotion was a bit of a broad degree for me. I wanted to specialize in an area that was of interest, which was nutrition.
So what is the public health promotion? So what sort of job is that?
So I guess that's working in either government or community sectors, implementing initiatives to improve health and wellbeing. But that is a very broad topic because it could be drugs, alcohol, nutrition, lots of different areas where I think I wanted to specialise a little bit more. Then I went back and changed my degree, which meant I had to do extra subjects and it's taking me a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And
so how do you find the experience? Has your school been good about it? Have they been easy to deal with?
It's hard, I guess. I guess because I have actively been interested in my education, I guess, and through changing it as well. I actually didn't know that you could major in anything when I started. Okay. No one actually told me that.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I didn't know that you could change courses. Back in the day when I did mine, you probably couldn't, but I was committed for 4 years to one thing.
Okay.
I hated a lot
locked in, but
didn't realize I could change it or swap things around.
It does cost you a lot of money to change.
Yeah.
Because what actually happens is you cancel out subjects. You still get credit for certain things, but you have to cancel out some because you actually need to do the major subjects in the degree that you need to do.
Yep, the core units.
The core units, which means then you're paying extra money for this. I guess the most frustrating thing was with the major as well. It was only because I asked the question and went to change my degree, I found out about doing a major, and luckily I'd picked the certain subjects. I think I was one or two. If I hadn't selected them, I would not have been able to do a major. So that's, you know, 3-4 years of study and not being able to do a major because no one's told me.
Wow.
So I found that quite frustrating. I guess coming to the end of my degree, it's taught me a lot, but I just find the help side of it and then actually transitioning that into a career, there's a huge gap.
And what about you, Amber? What are you studying?
I actually started studying something I think would be similar to what Cherie did, community health.
Yep.
I kind of wanted to look at public policy and go in from that angle, but I realised that I probably could change more if I was consulting with people one-on-one. Sure. I wanted that level of detail. And I found that I might be a little bit bound if I did community health by what other people wanted me to say rather than my
your
own opinion. Personal
government
opinion.
Yeah.
Yes. So I went completely the opposite way, went into naturopathy, which is completely alternative, and I didn't even really know what it was at the time. So I then changed to nutrition because I didn't realize as well that I couldn't call myself a nutritionist if I qualified as a naturopath. I thought I'd be able to call myself a naturopath, nutritionist, herbalist. Apparently that's not the case. That's the latest. So I've now changed back to nutrition and I'm going to do nutrition and then go back and do naturopathy. So I'll have both.
Do you think that should be talked about with students, you know, what you're actually qualified to do before they sign up for a course?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was sure that I'd read that or been told that somewhere, but it was, again, the same with Cherie, that I had to kind of ask the right questions to get the information that I needed. So that, you know, it's overwhelming for a student to go to a new university and have to find all this information. I think it could be made a bit easier maybe.
Yeah.
There's a lot to take in.
Yeah. Just going back to the courses, I actually did a Bachelor of Science at university and then I started doing an advanced diploma of naturopathy through a certain institution. And because of personal reasons, I had to defer for a while. And by the time I went to go back, they'd actually tacked on another year of study. So even though I'd done a Bachelor of Science, I was looking at doing another four-year degree just to be a qualified naturopath.
Too much.
And I understand that you have to study and you have to know what you're doing. But for me, my best option was to do the advanced diploma. So I did advanced diploma in naturopathy, Western herbal medicine and nutritional medicine. Mm. For me, a lot of it was by correspondence. It just made my life a lot easier. I'm not saying that's the way it should be done. I think that most of it should be done in a classroom and be monitored. But for me personally, to just get that course done quickly and to get working, I really am glad that I went that way.
I think actually at the moment there's a huge movement to put everything online.
I've been
researching a lot of, I guess, postgraduate study as I've come to finish my undergraduate. And a lot of the masters are actually online, which does make it really accessible and doable, and also part-time as well. Because, it's so just coming from doing full-time study face-to-face for the last 4 years, it's hard work. It takes a lot out of you, especially if you're a mature age student as well.
Exactly,
It's a lot harder because you're not at home and you're trying to live a life as well. So they are making it, I think, a lot more accessible and... Yeah, so even in the last 3 years, I've noticed a difference between the lectures that we used to watch online to now.
Yep.
They're quite advanced. So I do think they're doing a good thing.
Yeah, and I think, Amber, you were saying the other day that, I don't know if it was naturopathy or nutrition, that they're now doing all of the clinic hours within the school.
Yep. So I actually wanted to go and do clinic hours with another practitioner because I thought I would get a wider perspective, but they said there was no way to... measure the quality of that. So all of our clinic hours have to be done with the university.
And I can see both sides to the story. Yeah. Yes, if you're within the school, then they can monitor that. But having done it my way, I worked with GPs, I worked with nutritionists, naturopaths. If you're just with school, I think it's really limited and, you know, you only get what they want to teach you.
I don't believe that everyone does this as well. Like, I've actively sourced, you know, mentors in nutrition and going and shadowing consults because you have to but I believe that not a lot of people do that themselves. They're just going in blindly.
So I think to wrap it up, to get into the industry, you really need to do your research.
Definitely.
Yeah. Question universities, you know, you have to hassle them.
And talk to people who are in the industry because that's your best source.
Sounds good. If you have any questions you want us to address on our next podcast, please send us an email.
TheHealthyMix@hotmail.com.